It's now time for Rap Sheet, and with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks.
Each year, millions of elderly Americans fall victim to some type of financial fraud or a confidence scheme, including romance, lottery, and sweepstakes scams, to name just a few. We see criminals nowadays trying to gain our confidence almost too easily through the use of email, text, and sometimes the phone. And we have to be on our tiptoes all the time, regardless of our age. If you get some kind of email notifying you that you just won $1 million, or maybe it's some kind of transfer from a foreign country because of some critical unrest in the world, and you've been selected as a person to hold on to this money. Okay, you know what? That already sounds kind of flim-flammy, doesn't it? It is. It happens all the time on the internet, so walk away from those. Romance scams. Unfortunately, even here in Parsons, we've seen this happen to individuals who are lonely, who may be shut in, and criminals pose as an interested romantic partner on social media or a dating website to capitalize on an elderly victim's desire to find companionship. Unfortunately, this always ends up with some type of request for money or a loan or a bridge loan to help me through this financial troubling time at my business. That's a scam, folks. Walk away. Get rid of that. That is not anybody who cares about you. We've also seen the grandparent scam, where a criminal will pose as a relative, usually a child or a grandchild, and claiming that they need immediate financial need. We've talked about this before on the radio, where somebody says they're stranded in Parsons, the power's out, there's been a tornado, they need help. Lo and behold, the power's not out, everything is great. We just have somebody who's trying to scam a grandparent out of some money. And of course, how to report these? Internet scams are one of the hardest crimes for law enforcement to follow up on. Of course, we always encourage you to make a police report with us or the agency of primary jurisdiction, wherever you are at. But the federal government also wants to know as well. And you can visit www.ic3.gov for more information and how to report such crimes or potential fraud online. The FBI maintains that website, and they try to do their very best in trying to track down, unfortunately, many of these scams, which come from outside of the United States. Makes it kind of hard. Let's just reduce crime. It seems too good to be true. It probably is.
You've been listening to Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks on another edition of The Rap Sheet.